Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Kathleen.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I look forward to your story. So you can go now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, my name is Sharon Denise Stewart Longshaw. I was born on April 29th, 1961. My mother's name was Hazel Louise Stewart, who is now Ascended Lady Valeria. My mother was a single parent of seven children, and I'm the seventh child. I graduated from high school in 1979. I went to medical assistant and nursing assistant school. I became certified in 1981. I began working in the home health, helping going to the elderly's homes, helping patients in their homes. And then I went on to work in a nursing home, which was with disabled children. And working with those children was very interesting because of the different type of ailments that they all had. So just being around them and seeing what happened to them, you know, was kind of mind-boggling. However, I learned to do it. I love doing it. I love being in the medical field. However, I had to stop because of all the lifting. I began to have some challenges at the time. So with that being said, I did grow up and got married, of course. I got married in 1997. And this year, December 27, will be 20 years for me. I have three stepdaughters, and they all have children of their own. Growing up as the youngest sibling, as all my older siblings already had left home, they were gone. I was brought up in the spiritual churches. My mother always went to church. She was a spiritual person who believed, and she was always searching for something. So all my sisters and brothers can tell you how we all lived in a home believing in God, that was her main thing. We always had large statues of Mother Mary and pictures of Jesus. And with that, we always grew up just believing and knowing that Mother Mary was just Mother Mary, the mother of Jesus. We all believed. We were not Catholic. My mother was not Catholic. But in the spiritual churches, they believed in the saints. And my mother would always be praying to the saints. And I remember growing up, we always had a plaque over our door, which I found out later was Archangel Michael. I didn't know it as a child, but growing up, you know, it was always there, and wherever we moved, it moved with us, always over the door. And my mother would always be praying to the saints, like I know you all heard, St. Jude, St. Agnes, St. Teresa, and many others. And in 1970, my mother joined a church, and of course, me being the youngest, I was with her. It was a church called Just One Temple. And at this church, I was about 9 years old when we joined. And I was taught about the I Am teachings. This is how my mother and I was forward in, you know, getting on the path of the teachings of the Ascended Master. That was our beginning. Learning about the I Am teachings, I learned how to decree using the I Am prayers. I learned how to meditate because that was something that they did at this church. Yoga. I learned about astrology as well as affirmations. At that time, they called the affirmations were just called, they didn't really say affirmations. It was called positive mental attitude. So we were taught to watch your words, watch the things that you said because they always tell us if you say something that was not good or something you did not want to happen, don't say it because you're sending it out into the ethers. So we're growing up with that. You know, that was my background just beginning on my path. Started at 9 years old. And in 1976, my mother saw a poster posted on a pole outside regarding the Summit Lighthouse. And she went to the expo. And that's how she began learning about the teachings of the Ascended Masters. And with that, I followed her. We began to, you know, at Church Universal in Triumphant. We were there for many years. I did become a keeper in 1987 as well as a communicant. And I, you know, followed the path. We did a lot of decrees, went to services. And from that on, things happened with the church. And then I was with Spiritual Awareness Church with Carl Showalter. And I learned a lot from Carl Showalter, of course, of him being with the out at the ranch as well in the Summit Lighthouse, Church Universal. You know, just learning things from him was a great thing. He taught us many things. Some of the things were just a little branch off from what we were actually taught. It was just a warmer reminder, more like. So I was grateful for that, for those teachings. And now I'm with the Heart Center. And being with the Heart Center has actually brought back a lot of these memories of learning how, you know, about yoga again, affirmations, astrology, decreeing. Of course, we always did decrees. And it's just a great thing because I always thought, you know, that's something I grew up with, but never thought I would ever be doing it again. And being able to do it again has just been wonderful. I love doing it. I love learning about astrology and different things, how the stars and everything works and how we all really are affected by our own astrology. And with that, Mother Mary has given us, you know, the information about the cosmic clocks, how we should study and watch our own astrology, our signs, study our astrology, which has been a great help. I do understand it now because in the beginning I didn't, but it has now opened up the door to enlighten, I should say. And now I understand how to watch my own emotions and different things like that. And I'm just grateful that I had this opportunity from starting at age 9 all the way up to my adulthood now. And it's just wonderful. But I am continuing to learn and learn more and more, you know, with the masters from the Heart Center. We got new ascended masters' names now that we can call to, how they help us. And just so much more teaching, deep teaching is coming out about things, how we should watch our emotions, our Buddha breath now, and it's just wonderful. So I'm grateful, you know, to have this path and grateful that I had a mother who was always searching and teaching who kept me on this path. I'm grateful to now to be a part of the Heart Center, and I hope to continue on and learning more.
Sharon, we certainly are grateful that you are here at the Heart Center and grateful to your mom, an Ascended Lady Master. And I'll tell you, having been raised Catholic, it's very interesting for me to hear that you said, although you were not Catholic, that your mom did revere Mother Mary. And I'm just wondering if you could tell a little bit more about that, learning about Mother Mary as a child from a non-Catholic point of view. It sounds like it was more of from the I Am teachings point. So could you speak a little bit about that and how important Mother Mary is for you?
Yes, Mother Mary is, I used to make a joke about it. My brother, I have another brother that's over me. We would always be laughing and saying, you know, Mother Mary, we got a big, huge statue of Mother Mary, and we always say she's just part of our family. But Mother Mary has been around in my life, in my home, with my mother and sisters and brothers before I was born. So it wasn't when we got into this I Am teachings, my mother had already started with Mother Mary. So that was her beginning, and she was very young herself, maybe like about 13, when she really started trying to understand about who Mother Mary was. And so the only thing I can think of is that maybe she was Catholic in another lifetime because we were not Catholic in this lifetime. However, we did believe in the saints. When my mother started in with the teaching of the Ascended Master, I mean like Church Universal, she would start bringing home these pictures and everything of different Ascended Masters. So the first picture she brought home, I thought it was Jesus. So I asked her, I said, oh, is that a new picture of Jesus? And she said, no. His name is Kuthumi. And I'm like, Kuthumi? I'm like, wow. And she said, yes, he's a saint. He's one of the, you know, the saints that we talk about now from the Ascended Masters. So I just loved it. I'm like, wow, we got more saints that we can call to now that they can help us. So that was my beginning of it. But my mother had already been on the path with Mother Mary ever since she was a child. And she just believed it. And we always had a big statue of her in our house, even though we may not have done the rosary. I started doing the rosary when we began with the Summit Lighthouse. But before then, there was no rosary given. We just looked at a picture in her statue and Jesus' picture, and we just prayed to him and thanked them. And that was just part of our life.
Wow. How very special. And I think you have a key there when you said, perhaps your mother and maybe perhaps you, you know, having known the masters in a prior life made it so much easier for you to accept them this time. And it sounds like you're very happy. You said, hooray, another master, Kathumi, yay.
Yeah. And she kept bringing me more pictures, and then it was Shiva, and then it was Divine Director. I'm like, well, who is this? So each time she brought home a new picture, she would tell me who he was. I'm like, oh, okay, another saint we can call to.
Wow, that's neat. And tell me about the cosmic clock. You said that the teaching of the cosmic clock and astrology really helped you with emotions. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that and how that works for you.
Well, it took me a while to learn it. I really didn't understand it. I just knew about astrology. But as I got older and we started saying, okay, well, you start here on the 12 o'clock line when you were born, and then you work yourself around the clock. And so now I notice each month when I get to the 29th of each month, I say, okay, April 29th goes to 12 o'clock line. The 1 o'clock line now is I'm moving on to the 29th, which will be May 29th. And so what I would do, I would say, okay, what's happening during this time? Where are my emotions at this time? Because we have been told now to watch our harmony, our words, everything. So a lot of these things that we are learning now is really not new to me. They're just reminders. My mother preached and talked to us all the time. She was a minister. She did become a minister. And she really just constantly, that was something she always, embedded in us. It's more like, watch your words, you say. Watch what you're thinking. If you don't want that to happen, and what she would tell me many times, see yourself going to a job, see yourself getting that car, whatever it is that you want, or desire, I should say. See yourself with it. See yourself in there working. See yourself driving that car. So it was always that positive action going on just growing up as a kid. Now, so I had to put that into action with the Ascended Master teaching that we're getting now, which is, like I said, it's not really new. It's just a reminder. Watch your words. Watch your harmony. You know, and that has helped me a lot. And I know growing up as a kid in the Chicago area, in the city, you know, with gangs, and it was just in a rough time in my lifetime. However, I really didn't have to deal with the gangs. However, my older sisters and brothers did. But the brother that I am up under, he had to go through it. So I was like with him all the time, and these things would be happening. And it just really helped me to know, you know, the Ascended Masters are real. We can call to Archangel Michael now. So I'm just grateful. But yes, I have learned to have to watch my emotions, and I try to watch myself each month. Okay, like we have that call that gives us the different things on each line of the clock. So that's okay, this is the month. I'm going to work with God gratitude. This is the month I'm going to watch harmony. Whatever it is that month, I'm trying to watch it more and more. So this way I can be in control of my emotions. And it really does help with words. And a lot of times it just becomes, you have to be silent many times.
Wow.
And it does help.
So you've really learned how to take command of your own life. That's wonderful. What a great example you are sharing. And I have one more question about your mom.
Yes.
And she's now ascended. Is it Ascended Lady Master Valeria? Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I remember when we were in, it was Africa somewhere, wasn't it? When she gave a heart stream, we were all sitting around that big table, and you and
yes.
your sister were sitting next to David, and she came. Can you tell us one little special thing about that before we have to go?
Yes. At that moment, I just felt so happy and proud because I'm like, wow, my mother is Ascended Master now. She's given a heart strength. And it's just amazing because, you know, we're growing up and we're doing decrees and we always gave preambles. I'm like, well, I can call her name now in a preamble. So that was a wonderful thing. I just felt, hey, she's given a heart strength now.
Wow, yeah. How very special. So you knew her on earth, and now you know her in heaven.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Sharon. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for sharing your story. And this encourages me to call more often to Ascended Lady Master Valeria. And also, my mom is also ascended, and she's Lady Master Gloria Grace. Gloria Grace. So I hope the ladies are having fun in heaven.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sharon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.